guys. Today, we are celebrating a part of Advent, okay?
我们今天呢，是作为主来到世上的这一个庆祝的典礼。
The word Advent means coming.
这个 Advent呢，在中文来讲的话，就是说是来到的意思。
And the first time that heaven came to this earth was at the birth of Jesus Christ.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, 第一次天堂来到我们中间的话呢，就是主基督降生的时刻。
They say that there are three veils that happened that were torn at different times in history, and the first is with the birth of Jesus Christ.
在历史上呢，这个幔子到至圣所之间的幔子呢，被撕开三次，第一次呢就是在主降生的时刻。The
heavens came down in the form of like the youth read in the scriptures, the angel.
那天堂来到地上呢，当然是以天使向牧人显现的那个时刻。
And then the host of angels.
然后有一群天使。
And then the star in the sky.
然后有天上的星星。
That guided the wise men.
然后去引领这个有智者。
And again, like Jason said, that a virgin conceived of the Holy Spirit gave birth to our Savior.
同时又以处女怀孕降生这个主的形式显现。
Now today I brought a nativity scene.
今天呢，我带来了一组就是基督降生雕塑的套件。 我们这一组套件呢，一般在家里面或教会呢，都有展现。 这个呢，就是让我们大家重新展现主降生的那个时刻。 那我们的主呢，用一个非常谦卑的一个女子来降临给我们这个救世主。 当时的这个总督要做人口统计。 用这种方法来把他们带回那伯利恒去做这个报名上册的事情。 有的时候我们会觉得呢，事情不是照我们想象的那样去发生。 但有的时候呢，也有这种情况，我们呢。 不想做，我们被告知去做的事情。当时那个玛利亚和约瑟呢，也是同样遇到这样的情景。他们呢要被命令去伯利恒，在当时呢，他们必须要做这件事情。 这个最令人惊异的事情呢，就是玛利亚在到达伯利恒之后，给了主耶稣生命。 那主呢，其实就是在这也是早有预备，让这样的事情用这样的方式来发生。 那其实呢，更惊异的事情就是主呢，在一个在环境里面不能更糟更差的地方出生了。
He was born among animals.
他在那个一群动物里面，就是家畜之间出生的。如果你要去过这个，当时可能有驴或者是有马，如果你要去过这个动物住的这个棚子里面，你会知道它的味道，动物身上的味道。这个故事呢，就是以天使向牧羊人显现开始。如果你看这一套件里面呢，我们有社会底层的牧羊人，也有在社会顶层的那些智者。这个最底层呢，这牧羊人呢，在旷野里面牧羊，没有人知道他们在什么地方，也没有人愿意去他们那个地方。我的那个叔叔呢，是养羊的。你作为养羊的这个人呢，在剪羊毛的时候呢，你就会发现，原来这个羊呢，除了可爱之外，还是很难闻的。我的那个哥哥或者弟弟呢，也帮着我的这个叔叔呢去剪羊毛。一般情况下要需要2天的时间才能够把屋里边这羊毛羊身上的味道散去。
So we marvel that God used a shepherd to speak to first.
那我们也就觉得很惊讶。
Shepherds,
那主呢？
Actually.
是用一群牧羊人来展现这主的降生。
And with a nativity set, we also have the wisest and the richest.
那我们在另外一边呢，看到呢，那社会顶层的，我们这些有知识的，而且非常富有的一群人。
Now the amazing thing is that we know that the wise men did not come when the shepherds came, but it, with our nativity scene, it shows us the greatness of our God to cause amazement for all men.
当时我们也知道这个故事的展现呢，当时并没有这三位呢，并没有在牧羊人同时出现在这个情景里面，但是呢，他们在这个整个故事里面，我们还知道真是主的降生呢，对社会上所有的阶层和人是都有影响的。
Amazingly, the wise men, being obviously very rich, had the ability to come from a far off place, and they knew that they were going to see a great king.
这个非常有意思的地方是呢，这三位呢，不仅是非常的富有，但是同时也很有智慧。他们有能力从远方来寻求这个主耶稣，在他们心里面也知道，他们来是见一位王。
Some people that are rich are not very wise.
我们也知道有一些人呢很有钱，但是呢不是很有智慧。
And the wise men are also usually, mine is not necessarily so, but they usually represents three races in a nativity scene.
一般呢这三位呢都是有代表性的，是代表三个民族。
There is usually a black person.
有黑人。
And usually there is an Asian person.
有一个亚洲人。
And there is usually more of a far Middle Eastern person.
还有一个就是从中远东的一个代表远东的民族。
Regardless of whether they're low or they're high, when they come into the presence of Jesus Christ, they all know to kneel. The closer they come, the more they are in awe and they kneel down.
不管他们社会阶层是什么样子的，他们来到这里边见到主，都是以跪拜的形式来见这位王。
It is a wondrous time for all of us to celebrate Christmas again in 2016.
这个是一个非常非常奇妙的时刻，让我们在2016年再一次能够庆祝这个圣诞节。
It's been a long time since the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们也知道，那主降生时间，那真是很长很长时间以前了。
A lot of people, when it comes to Christmas, they start thinking, "Ah, ho-hum, another Christmas."
那我们有很多人呢，因为来庆祝圣诞节的时候呢，都会觉得很无趣。
They start worrying about shopping, cooking, trips, vacations, all types of different human activities.
在我们也知道，在这个圣诞节期间呢，其实我们有很多事情要做啊，比如说要买礼物，然后去购物，然后又要想要吃什么，还要去旅行。
In our church, we have the ability to marvel with the same people that were there in Bethlehem that the shepherds greeted after they saw him.
但是我们在教会里面呢，我们可以一起聚会来庆祝在2000年前的那个时刻，我们的主降临。
It's important to stop in a season to take some time and ponder like Mary.To think about who this baby really is.
我们这个时刻呢，真是需要我们能够停下来，能够静下心来，像玛利亚一样，能够想一想我们这位圣婴他是谁。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
当然，他是我们的王中之王，然后主中之主。
The amazing thing is.That he fulfills a word in Proverbs that says that humility comes before honor.
他的降生呢，也真的是，展示了在箴言里面的一句话，他就是谦卑，来在荣耀之前。
He humbled himself, with coming as a baby.
他的谦卑的第一个表现方向表示出来就是他以孩童的儿童婴孩的形式降生。
As the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he held the stars, the Bible said, in his right hand.
像圣经上讲的话，他作为王中之王、主中之主的话，他是用右手来托起星辰。
And yet, when he came.All he could do with his little hand was hold his mother's finger, like your babies have done.
但是他降生在世上的时候呢，他唯一能做的事就是用他的手去抓住他母亲的一根手指。
He once walked on those streets of gold that we hear about.
我们也知道他曾经在铺满金的地上行走。
And he came and was born and laid on straw for his bed.
但是他降生的时候呢，却在马槽的草席上降生。
His ability before was to command angels.
那他以前的话呢，那是统领天使。
But at this point, he can only cry and let his mother know when he's hungry or needs change, like any other.
但是像婴孩一样，当他降生的时候呢，他唯一的，能做的就是用哭喊来唤起他母亲的注意。
It is hard for us to imagine our God becoming a baby.
对我们来讲呢，是很难想象我们的上主能够变成一个婴孩。
And maybe that's why we sometimes don't pause to reflect upon it.
或许这是一个原因，我们。停不下来去反思 这一件事情。
We have before us, we have our godliest of all examples, Jesus Christ.
在我面前呢，那就真是是整个在主里边，展现主的神性都展现在这个婴孩里边。
Humble and meek and unable to do anything without his parents' help.
真的是很谦卑，也很无助，只是在没有他的父母，他真的是什么事情都做不了。
The baby maybe was even allowed to be picked up and held by these wise men and also the shepherd.
或许在当时的时候呢，这个圣婴呢。还被允许被这些牧羊人还有其他的一些人抱在怀中。
You know how it is when there's a new baby. We all want to hold it, cuddle it, and be happy for the parents.
我们也知道，那个当我们有新的小朋友出生的时候呢，我们大家都会聚在一起，然后抱一抱他。
It is a joyous occasion.
这是非常非常欢悦的一件事情。和时刻。
And yet this occasion, the shepherds became the greatest messengers on the whole planet.
但是在当时的情况呢，我们这个牧羊人，这个社会上最底层的一群人，成为第一个啊，成为报信这个佳音的报信的人们。
As the youth read in the scriptures, they then went after seeing him.They then went excitedly to tell others about his birth and who he was.
圣经记载的话，也是他们见到圣婴之后呢，又去非常非常荣耀的去把这个话传给别人。
The Messiah had come.
这个就是真的是他们的救主已来临。
What we have is an opportunity before us.
我们在我面前呢是一个机会。
Each one of us, as we have experienced Jesus Christ,
我们每一个人呢都经历过主，也经历到主。
In our lives, each person has their own experience with who Jesus is.
我们每一个人都有每一个人很个别或者是独特的经历主的经验。
We can read the scripture.
我们可以读圣经。
But we must come to a place to where we ponder him and think about what he's trying to teach us.
那我们在这个我们个人经验里面呢，都需要到达一个时刻的时候，就是能够静下心来，停下来我们的工作，去考虑他。要教授我们什么
？Every person must experience Christ.
这每一个人都需要经历，必须经历。
The Bible says to taste and see that the Lord is good.
那圣经上说是尝用品尝主是多么美好。
And so like.The Apostle John spoke in 1 John chapter 1. I will conclude with this. Listen carefully as he tells his response to his experience. Okay?
那我就是用约翰一书第一章来结束今天的这个敬拜。用约翰本身的一个经历，对主的这种经历。
And let us ask ourselves if we cannot do the same and go and tell others.
那我们是不是也能够像约翰一样，然后把我们的个人经历，也能够对主的经历去告诉别人？
1 John 1:1-7. And do you want me to pause every two or? Okay. That which was from the beginning.Which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word, capital W, word of life. God's word became flesh and dwelt among us. That life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
约翰一书第一章1到7节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼见过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在并显现与我们那永生的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子基督耶稣相交的，我们将这些话写给你们的，使你们的喜乐充足。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却行在黑暗里，就是说谎了，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净了我们一切的罪。
We have the ability to sing and to rejoice. And as we have been able to sing all of these carols this morning, I hope it has put a song in your heart to help you to remember the great gift that we've been given. But also, most importantly, God's people are known for being singing people. Even in the Old Testament, when people were captured, God's people were captured, the captors wanted them to sing for them. And there were also, in the Old Testament, many times where the people of God won battles by singing and standing.
那主呢给我们这个能力，能够歌唱，也能够同时欢悦。那我们今天呢唱了一组颂歌，然后也希望有一组呢有一首歌能够打动你们，那打动我们能够继续唱。但是歌唱呢对主来讲呢，对主信主的人是很重要的，即使在旧约的时候呢，即使是像一些征战呢，也是通过歌唱的形式来获胜的。包括在旧约时候被俘虏的人们，也是想让以色列人来唱圣歌给他们听，所以我们都有这个能力去用歌声去表达我们的这个欢欣的这种心情。
So don't let the enemy or our world culture keep you from singing and rejoicing, okay?
对，不要让我们这个世界上的这些文化，然后阻挡我们在圣诞节来用歌声来展现我们的喜悦的心情。